Last topic. And the most interesting question.
I was looking forward to this one.
Yeah, so was I. That's why I put it as a question. Should poker be a sport? Because quite frankly, well, it's on ESPN.
I don't care that. I know.
I'm going to say, I'm going to put my response in one word.
I know what this word is.
No! Yes, why right. in the world?
No. I don't care that it's on ESPN. No. I don't care that they have a, quote, World Series of Poker. You know what? I'll invite five people over. We'll get some cameras at my house. And I'm playing a sport. No. It's a card game.
That's all it is.
It's not a sport. Why don't we put
Yu-Gi-Oh! As a sport?
That's what I was going to say.
Why don't we put Yu-Gi-Oh! As a sport? That's the case.
Ridiculous.
It's hard to do. I summoned the dark magician.
I was looking forward to this since once I knew we were going to talk about it. I have been looking forward to this. It's on ESPN. It's on Comcast Sports Center. That
Why?
Is a joke. In the middle of
Why?
The day, I don't want to see people playing cards on television, and let alone national television.
You have to realize that ESPN also put spelling bees on the channel too for some odd reason.
And I'm not happy
That's
about
not a
that
sport either.
Either. But the fact that people consider poker a sport.
The fact that people consider spelling bees a sport, apparently.
See, H-E-L-L-O. Hello. I mean, come on. It's not like I hit a home run here.
TV.
It's not like I hit a home run here.
TV.
I didn't hit a layup. I mean, come on.
Oh, God. I mean, see, here's the thing. I really have more of a beef than ever with this because people want to criticize NASCAR.
I don't think that's a sport either, but that's just
I don't think it's a sport, but it's on a different level.
Yeah, it's on a different level.
If I had to pick
you could make
one,
a case. You could make a case for NASCAR at least.
Right. I mean, come on.
Because here's the thing. I remember the comedian George Carlin said, for it to be classified as a sport, you have to at least be able to be physically hurt. You can do that in NASCAR very easily.
Yeah.
The only way you can be physically hurt in poker
is you get a paper cut.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Either a paper cut or you're drinking too much and then you end up in something.
Yeah.
Like that.
This is a joke. I don't. Any sport that all you do is literally sit down at a round table.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on here. Okay. I mean, even ping pong, you're standing up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we have ice hockey on ESPN, the Ice Hockey Championship 2011 or something like that.
That's more of a sport than poker and spelling bee.
For sure. Oh, but I mean, this is a joke. I don't care what anybody says. Poker's not a sport. Don't even try to make a case. Don't even try to make a case.
No, it is not a sport.
No card games. Just, it's...
We need back. We need Yugi and Kaiba then, if that's the case.
I mean, the Nathan's hot dog eating contest is more of a sport.
That's true.
More of a sport, and my mind a little more entertaining than poker, World Series, or championship, or whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Yeah, I don't know what ESPN was thinking when they decided to add that to their. Show of networks.
And I love how in the middle of the day I'm bored. I put on ESPN.
I'm not gonna watch that when I'm bored.
I mean, come on. You know that's why I just,
thank God for baseball season.
I'm not gonna watch poker when I'm bored.
I know. I just figured ESPN. I mean, you know, it's. I mean,
you're the worldwide leader in sports. Why are you showing poker?
I mean, I would rather watch SportsCenter the five times. All they do is keep repeating. I'd much rather do that than watch. Watch this.
To be honest with you, that's what I do anyway, so it wouldn't be any different.
There you go.
Yeah, so those are the topics for today. I'm Lamar.
I'm Cedric. I forgot what the thing
Podomatic.
Is called. Podomatic. Look for RU Sports Talk or Podomatic. Most of the episode clips from my episode 14 episode, the one before we went mobile. God forbid we have that episode. And... Most clips, the best clips from the shows. Subscribe, listen. We'll probably have clips of this show if we can, because since most of it was basically 30 minutes, 40, almost an hour straight of talking. So we're probably going to take a memory, but it should be here sometime this week.
And
this
also,
episode.
You know, go to our Facebook page.
Sports
Facebook
Talk.
Dot,
Lamar,
yeah,
said,
Sports Talk.
Like us.
Yeah, like
us. We like
page.
You to like us.
You know, the more the merrier.
Yep.
And, you know... We meant to discuss this, but Dave, our own Dave Rich, went to Yankee Stadium last week for opening day against the Detroit Tigers. Dave, share your experience. I know you've been to the Yankees games plenty of times.
The crowd was great. the weather not it was bearable. It wasn't ideal. You know, I liked it because there was you know, I know it's opening day, but there was a lot of energy. There was a lot of electricity in the ballpark, and they just wanted to get off to a good start. And Curtis Granderson made some phenomenal plays in that game. You know, it was a good time all around, and most importantly, they got a win.
You know, and you know, I know I saw Dave on TV with his white Yankees sweater. Wasn't hard to miss it all. You know, emotions going.
You gotta be fired up.
It's like I was watching the White Sox game, seeing you do all that. That's all we have for today. We'll be back next week.
See you next week.
Yep, Sports Talk with Lamar and Sid.
Abba.